The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network. Hello, Sunshine, and welcome to She Was the Fire. It's time to stop dancing in the dark. Let's start your fire and ignite your spark. I'm your host, Courtney Mangan, and this is the May Court Report, where I give you my top recommendations and reviews from the month. Before we get started, as always, if you could share this podcast on socials, it would go a long way to helping me grow. And also, if you haven't already reviewed my podcast, please head over to the Apple app and do so. Apple podcasting app, you know what I mean. Before I get into it, today is probably not going to be that much of a long one because I don't know what happened this month, but I just wasn't really feeling stuff like content. I've had like a pretty busy like social life and like work and event sort of life this month. So I haven't really looked at a whole bunch of new stuff. I was also just like in a bit of a mood, I guess. So I was just watching old things, nothing like too new. I've just been kind of watching like Housewives and Game of Thrones, really, which like shout out, I'm rewatching Game of Thrones. If you haven't seen that, that's an oldie but a goodie. All right, let's kick off with today's Firestarter. And we're going for like the hit song of the moment, Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo. Good for you, you're doing great out there without me, baby. Like a damn sociopath. It is just such a banger and makes me feel like I'm 17 years old again. It gives you like Paramore vibes and the moment where she's like a damn sociopath. Yes, sorry about the singing, but that moment is everything. And as you know, Olivia Rodrigo is everywhere at the minute. So like, how could I not feature that song? Because it is such a banger. It just gets you like all in the feels. It's just such a good song where you just want to scream it in the car. So that definitely makes a cut for a fire starter. All right, let's ignite today's topic, the court report for May. First up, what have I been watching that I recommend? So this is a bit of an older show, but it's still airing at the moment. It's called Summer House and it's on Hayu. It's a reality show that's just basically like Geordie Shore, you know, those kind of shows that Vanderpump Rules, that kind of like reality show. So it's basically a summer house that follows a group of 9 friends who are all living in New York. And then for the weekends over summer and like Memorial Day and Labor Day and like those big party weekends, they travel to like this area, I think it's in the Hamptons, and they all share the house together on the weekends and just get drunk and party. And it's not like Geordie Shore or Jersey Shore where it's like real messy as in like I guess it's kind of messy but like in like a posh upper New York kind of way, I guess. It's not really I don't even know how to describe this show. It's just like average people and they kind of like have relationships with each other. There's not much like bringing home random girls every single night like they do on Geordie Shore. There's not a heap of like just everyone is completely blackout drunk vomiting like on Geordie Shore or Jersey Shore, whatever. They're both the same. It's like a little bit more PG than that, I guess. But there's like a lot of like relationships that happen within the house and then they're all really hardworking business people during the week. So like living that New York sort of hustle life. And then on the weekends, they're like letting loose. It just feels like that kind of like 4th of July weekend every weekend. So they're definitely drinking and getting drunk. It's just not as messy as Geordie Shore. And so, yeah, I don't really know how else to describe it, but I just love those kind of shows like Vanderpump Rules. I just love being able to zone out to them and just watch like meaningless crap that I'm not like hugely invested in. I can be on my phone at the same time. I can work at the same time. I could clean at the same time. Like it's just on. Things are happening in the background. There's drama between friends. There's like cheating scandals, the whole thing. And it's just like easy to watch. So I'm recommending that for this month. Next up, a more serious one where you can't do anything at the same time is Mayor of Easttown, and that's on Binge. And it's a 7-episode series. I haven't seen the final one yet. I believe it came out last night, but I was at an event. And it's basically a small town in Pennsylvania where a detective investigates like a brutal murder whilst also balancing like her personal life. And the detective is played by Kate Winslet. It also stars Evan Peters, who you might know from American Horror Story, like every single season of that. And basically, it's like Kate Winslet, she's being an American. I'm going to say her accent at times is great, and then other times it's like, oh, he's British again. And so she's just like this kind of like messed up detective that's like really good at her job, but also like has very like a lot of dramas in her own life. This girl has been brutally murdered and they're trying to figure out who did it. And at the same time, there's like other murders going on with other girls. And it's just really good storytelling of like a small town. It really gets into each individual character. Like there's stuff with her daughter, her mum, her best friend, her ex-husband. There's like very good storytelling. It just is like very raw and gritty. And I'm really, really enjoying it. Obviously, as I said, I haven't seen the final episode yet, which I assume like the murderer will be revealed and it could be like completely lame. I'll be like, wow, that was a big waste of time, just like that show Behind Her Eyes. But yeah, at the moment, I'm really loving it. Kate Winslet is obviously, if you put aside the accent like discrepancies, she's an excellent actress. And Evan Peters really is excellent in this show. So highly recommend that on binge. Next up, I have a show that I've been watching on Stan, I think it's Stan or is it Netflix? I can't remember. The Good Girls. And this is just like a funny, lighthearted show. It's three, I don't think I've recommended it on this podcast before. I went through my notes and I couldn't find that I have, but I might have like mentioned it. I'm not sure if I have, sorry. It's basically three suburban mums who suddenly find themselves like in desperate circumstances and basically decide to stop being like perfect Stepford wives and take their power back. And they do that by getting involved in like criminal activity. If you've seen the show Weeds, which if you haven't is an excellent TV show, that's an oldie but a goodie for sure. That's about like a mum whose husband passes away and she has two teenage boys, or two, one's a teenager, one's a bit younger, boys, and she has to figure out how to like make money and pay for her lifestyle. So she starts selling weed and she's like a full suburban mum. This is exactly like that. It has that real like dramedy element to it where there's very dramatic things. They're involved with like drug gangs and stuff like that. But then it also has like these very straight laced kind of like suburban mums. And in the show, it stars Christina Hendricks. Hendricks, who was obviously, if you know who she was Joan on Mad Men. She's an excellent actress. Mae Whitman, who is the star of The Duff. She plays The Duff. She was also in Parenthood. And it also stars Retta, who played Donna on Parks and Rec, that iconic character on Parks and Rec. So it's just like these very normal women who are all hilarious, have great comedic timing. And yeah, there's a little bit of a like sexy vibe to it as well, ladies, if you want to go check that out. But it's just like, I think it's got like four seasons. I think three seasons are out at the moment. The fourth season is airing in America at the minute. And it's just like easy watching. That's definitely how I would describe it. Easy watching with a bit of sex appeal. And that's the type of show that we love. And now speaking of things that are not easy watching, but one of the greatest shows of all time that is currently back for another season, that is The Handmaid's Tale, which I watch on SBS On Demand. And if you don't know what this show is, basically it's based on the best-selling novel by Margaret Atwood, The Handmaid's Tale. And the series is set in a place called Gilead, which is a totalitarian society, which is basically a part of what used to be the United States, I guess. Gilead is ruled by a fundamentalist regime that treats women as basically property of the state. And what's happened is like the world is faced with environmental disasters and a plummeting birth rate. And so this totalitarian society kind of takes control and runs the world, I guess, well, not the world, runs their country or their like Gilead in like this totally fucked up way. And when you watch it, you think you're watching something from the past, but it's actually set in the present. And a lot of the things that are on it, whilst they look so sensationalized, are actually happening in society today. It's really scary. It's just like brilliant. The show is brilliant. The acting is next level. The cinematography, the music, the symbolism, the storytelling, it's just so iconic. It will go down as one of my favorite shows of all time. I think it's in season four right now, and then they've got another season coming as well, and then that will be it. But Wow, like talk about top-notch television. Elizabeth Moss is in this show who played Peggy on Mad Men, and she was also the daughter of the president in The West Wing. She is just like fucking unbelievable in this show. Also Bradley Whitford, who is also in The West Wing, stars in this show, which love that for me. And it's just like if you aren't watching The Handmaid's Tale, you need to. I can't even impress upon you like how important it is that you watch this. But if you are someone who gets really impacted by television shows and stuff like that, like trigger warning, like it's a full-on fucking show. As I said, like they treat women as property of the state. So you can just imagine the things that would happen if a bunch of men owned women in that way. So yeah, it's basically the concept that a handmaid is the only person in Gilead that still is able to have children. All the other women, because of environmental issues, are now not able to have kids anymore. And so they just pass handmaids around from home to home for her to have babies with the husbands or the men of the house for them. And then the husband and wife get to keep the baby, and then the handmaid gets to go on to the next house. Like it's completely fucked up, but just brilliant television. So yeah, I recommend that you go check that out. And finally, a movie that I watched. I don't often watch that many movies, but I don't know. I was just in the mood and I just saw this come up. Dakota Johnson's in it, and so is Tracee Ellis Ross, and I love both of them. Dakota Johnson is like my style icon, and it's called The High Note, and it was on Binge. And basically, the movie is about a superstar singer who's played by Tracee Ellis Ross and her overworked personal assistant played by Dakota Johnson. And they're basically presented with like Dakota's presented with this choice that could kind of alter the course of like her career and also Tracy's career. There's like a whole bunch of stuff. It's basically just about like a famous aging singer, what that's like for women in the industry as they get older. And Dakota wants to kind of start her own career within the music industry, but feels a bit held back from working with this woman. She's a massive icon. And it's kind of interesting because Tracee Ellis Ross, in case you don't know, is actually the daughter of Diana Ross, who is obviously like a massive icon. And this is the first movie that Tracee actually has ever sung in. So it was really good to see her sing and kind of take on this persona essentially like of her mother, which I really enjoyed. And then, yeah, it's just like kind of rom-commy, feel good, easy watching, really good music, just like a nice movie to watch. It's not going to change your life. It's not going to be on the top list of like best movies you've ever seen. But like if you just want, you're like, oh, I need to turn something on, it's like a good feel good movie. So I recommend that one. Next up, my segment, Never Have I Ever. I never, ever watched a movie this month, so I'm really sorry, but I just didn't have time. I wasn't feeling it, so nothing happened with Never Have I Ever. I'm very sorry about that. And I've already recommended a few oldie but goodie shows there for you, so I've said watch Game of Thrones. Obviously, I don't need to go into what the fuck that's about. Everybody knows. And Weeds, great shows. All right, next up, what to listen to. And all I've been listening to is obviously Olivia Rodrigo's new album, Sour, which has just taken the world by storm. The first three songs she had more downloads or listens on her album. She broke all the records before the album even came out, just with the singles. Like it's been insane the success this girl had. And she had that song Driver's License, which was just amazing. And then everyone was like, one hit wonder, surely she can't back this up. And then she had Deja Vu, which was a banger. And then she's had that song that I recommended as my fire starter, which is Good For You. It's just been banger after banger. Then I listened to the album and it was more bangers. Like it's just full of hit after hit. It's just that kind of perfect teenage angst breakup album. You feel like you're listening to Avril Lavigne. Wait, is it Alanis Morissette? Maybe it's Lorde. Maybe it's Taylor Swift. Like it's all of those kind of in one. It's got that real singer-songwriter vibe. So it's very in the vein of Taylor Swift, like the lyrics, the writing. She's a massive fan of Taylor Swift and you can really see that influence through her writing. It's so good, guys. I'm obsessed with it. I just turn it on and I feel young again. young again. That's why I like it. And one of my favorite songs, like I'm loving them all, but I think like Traitor is like a really big standout for me, but there's just some amazing songs on there. Recommending that. Next up, I've been listening to, of course, Coldplay, Higher Power. They've released a new song, and it's basically the return to their Milo Xylito and Head Full of Dreams kind of vibe from those albums. It's bold, high energy, empowering music that just makes you feel alive, just like exactly what you love about Coldplay. That's it. It's just such a good song and just makes you want to get up and dance. And I love seeing Coldplay live. It's like one of my favorite things. I've seen them live 3 times, and I just, every time I hear songs like in that vein, there's just something about everyone dancing and singing along to these powerful anthems in a stadium together that just makes you feel like pure joy. And so, yeah, I can't wait to see that one live. If they tour it, I know that they released a couple of years ago that they're like questioning touring because of like the environmental impact. So I don't know, like, will I ever see Coldplay again? I'm not sure, but I'm excited for the album to come out. So far, it's just been the one single. And then I've also been listening to this playlist on Spotify called Hits of 2002. It's full of Nelly, Britney Spears, Ashanti, Avril, like Olivia Rodrigo has me in my like teen vibes. So that's what I've been listening to at the moment. All right, next up is a podcast that I was loving this month, and I think it has like 6 or 7 episodes. It's called The Sure Thing, and it's from the Financial Review in Australia. And it's basically the story of 2 university friends who hatch a plan for like the perfect crime to steal money, essentially. And it's basically the biggest insider trading scam in Australian history. And that sounds really boring, but I really enjoyed it. I think they did a really good job. They kept it like short to how many episodes it should be rather than dragging it out. I haven't listened to many podcasts recently that are like a series of something telling a story, you know, like Serial or S-Town. Shout out to 2 of the best podcasts of all time. I listen to so much like ongoing episodes that are like, you know, interviews with people that like aren't storytelling. And so I just really liked going back to that and listening to like something that makes you, oh, I need the next episode quickly. Like, how does this finish? Like, what happens? It was just like really riveting. It's obviously a true story. And yeah, it was just done really well. Had that like kind of like that teacher's pet kind of real reporter vibe to it. So I recommend that. Another thing I've been listening to is the OC, Welcome to the OC Bitches podcast, which is basically Rachel Bilson and Melinda Clark. So she plays Julie Cooper. And I don't think I've told you about this, guys, yet, have I? I'm not sure. I can't remember now. And Rachel Bilson obviously is played by Summer. And they just do a podcast every episode of the show. Now I'm ringing bells. I've already said this on this podcast. I'm really sorry. Look, it's not going to change your life, but it's just fun listening back to. They have guests on there this week. I heard them interview Sandy Cohen. So that was really exciting to hear like his take, and you hear a lot of behind the stuff, seen stuff of the show. So if you like the OC, I recommend that. Another one that I've been listening to is Eyes on Gilead, which is a podcast from SBS, which just breaks down every single episode of The Handmaid's Tale as it goes live. So if you are watching The Handmaid's Tale, this is a great podcast to listen to. And you could just go back and watch it, listen to it from the start if you're starting the episode from the very beginning. It's just really good to listen to something that after you've watched a show, because sometimes things are so in-depth on that show that you kind of miss them or you're not exactly sure what they mean. And to hear other people's opinions on it, it's 3 women who host it. And it just really makes you be like, yes, oh my God, that's what I thought. Or like, ooh, I miss that. That's good. So I really love listening to that. Another one that's exactly the same as that is called Still Watching, and that's by Vanity Fair, and they're doing Mayor of Easttown at the moment. So if you do listen to that show, that's another good follow-up podcast to listen to. Another podcast, sorry, there's been a few podcasts this month, is called Spectacle. And it's a podcast that basically every episode they talk about a new reality TV show, or like an old reality TV show, but it's a different one each episode. And they'll do like talk about for an hour the history of Survivor and like the impact that that has had on society and pop culture. And then they'll move on to Housewives. And then they'll talk about the real world. So it's really interesting to hear how these reality shows reflect society and then how they also impact society. It's like an in-depth look into these shows that like seem frivolous and, you know, silly, but when you look at them, like they do have a real impact on pop culture and society. So I'm really enjoying that. And then finally, Glennon Doyle, one of my favorites. As you know, the book I recommend all the time, Untamed. She has a podcast called We Can Do Hard Things. There's only a couple of episodes out right now, so I can't really give you too much of a review, but I loved the first one. I love Glennon. It's just a very Brené Brown style podcast. Very honest, very raw, and just like makes you feel like, yeah, she's just like me. And she's talking about dealing with stress and all that kind of stuff. And I just really love her perspective always. All right, next up, my other that I have for the moment. And this is my last recommendation. I didn't, as I said, listen to any movies. I actually didn't read any books this month really either. So I didn't really have anything to report on those. So I just have a miscellaneous recommendation. That's a new product that I purchased. And it's the new Sol de Janeiro Bomb Dia Bright Body Cream. I think that's how you pronounce it. And it's a body moisturizer that's an AHA. Like, I was like, what? So intrigued by this product. So it basically, like, when you wear it, it's got a beautiful smell. It's like fruity and vanilla-y at the same time. When you wear it, it helps like shed like your dead skin. So it just makes you feel so like smooth is the word. It's just really nice on. It's a very rich cream that just makes you feel very luxurious. I love all the Sol de Janeiro products. I was so excited when they released this. And they also have the same scent in a body spray. So I'm spraying that all the time now, just like enhance the smell of my moisturizer. Love that. Anyway, that's all I have for recommendations for this month. But of course, up next, we have my Be Our Guest segment.
Be Our Guest. Be Our Guest.
And first up, we have from episode 221, Storytime, Sibling Edition with Samuel Mangan. Sam is recommending a TV show, which is a bloody oldie but a goodie, that's for sure. All right, Sam, hit me with your recommendation for the month.
I don't know what it is. I mean, I guess you could say it's Grey's Anatomy because I'm watching that currently and re-watching it currently. I like a TV show that has longevity. I don't like to dive into something that's got like...
And you love old a rewatch, don't you?
Love an old rewatch.
Also, actually, love a bit of Shonda.
I love Shonda. I actually I watched the other day the new Marvel series with Wanda. And Wanda's kind of like my... the number one, if I had to choose like a superpower, she's the one. And I also feel like they've been listening to me. So many years ago, I used to watch the TV show Charmed.
Sam loves magic.
Well, not magic. I love telekinesis.
Because yeah, but I think you're also a huge Harry Potter fan. Charmed is one of your favorite shows. So there's a trend of magic there.
When you follow if I was to choose a power, people are like, what superpower would you choose? It's telekinesis, right? And every time I say something, because then you can fly. You can move yourself. It's just hello. And then Wanda can. The first time ever, like Prue was never flying around in Charmed, probably because they couldn't afford the CGI, but like I don't really, that's what you'd be choosing, telekinesis, you know what I mean? People are running at you, they can't get to you. You know, Superman's flying at you, stop. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just smart.
So what is telekinesis?
Can move things with your mind.
Okay, yeah, because in my head I was thinking, it's not flying, is it? But okay, it's part
no,
of
you but
can
you can
that.
Move yourself.
Okay, yes,
which
yes.
Which Wanda
And what
does.
Did you think of WandaVision?
I don't like old, so I've never watched Mad Men, and that's what it's called, isn't it?
Yes.
And I can't get into it because it's old, and I don't like watching old TV shows in the context of it like being set in the 50s.
Yeah.
I can get past Charmed and things like that, whatever. But like set in the 50s, I can't handle. And WandaVision is set outrageously far back, the 50s or something to that effect, and it only sort of starts to bleed into real life after like 5 or 6 episodes in. I have struggled with that show.
That's what I said about it pretty much.
It's not really...
That's what I said. You should try the Winter Soldier one, though. It's a lot better.
Yeah, I am getting around. I mean, I'm a huge Marvel person, but I'm not really – I don't sit down and watch a lot of TV sort of like that. Like, it's more in the background. And so every now and again when I'm actually trying to watch a TV show, then is different. So it's on my list to get to.
So at the moment you're recommending Grey's Anatomy.
I would recommend Grey's Anatomy. Look, I'd recommend watching WandaVision because it is interesting, but it's certainly not changing my life.
Thanks, Sam. And next up from episode 222 – Imposter Syndrome as a Business Owner with Kelly. And shout out to Kelly. She's actually going to recommend a show that I kind of shat on last month. So it's just good to see there's two different perspectives on everything. All right, Kelly, what is your recommendation for May?
I watched Behind Her Eyes.
Oh, okay.
Which I think was on Amazon Prime. Try and describe it. My God.
Yeah, this is something I actually...
Did you watch it?
Yes, and I talked about it in like a couple of months ago, I think. And I wasn't huge on it.
Oh, I loved it.
So many people are obsessed with
it. I loved it.
And why this is good because we're getting both sides. Why did you like it?
I guess I wasn't expecting it, obviously.
Yes.
The ending.
Yeah.
But I just liked the build-up. I liked the I found that the characters were complex. There was enough going on that every... I mean, I binged it, which I don't often do because I don't have a lot of time to do that.
Yeah.
So I think I was doing the rosters, which usually takes about 8 hours. So,
wow.
Yeah, I just really loved the characters. I loved that it flipped around and I found it so... I found it just so detailed in their experiences.
See, I love the female characters and I thought they were really deep, but then I thought the male character, like the lead, wasn't very deep, and I found it hard to see these two amazing women fighting over this guy who seemed like he had no personality.
Yeah, I guess I would agree in that I wasn't paying him as much attention as the friend,
yeah.
The drug addict friend. I found that
complex.
Could see that happening.
Yeah.
All right, there you go, guys.
See, it's for some, it's not for others. Check it out. Okay, and finally, we have a recommendation from Nikki from episode 224, from Rock Bottom to Helping Change an Industry, featuring Everybody founder Nikki Mann. And she's going to recommend a product for you today. All right, Nikki, what is your recommendation for May?
I recommend this to everybody. I love it. Actually, can I do two?
Sure.
Sweet.
No rules here.
Yeah. So IT Cosmetics is it's not a competitor of Jams Cosmetics. Sorry.
No, sounds fine. Like it.
It's fine. IT Cosmetics is the CC cream that I use.
People love that
stuff. And it's like the best thing ever. It has like SPF 50. It's anti-aging and you can like wear a little bit or a lot. And I feel like it's like the best it's not foundation, but like foundation ever. And then Mecca face gloss.
Ooh.
And I just put a little bit on my fingers and then just tap, tap, tap. Everyone's like, you're glowing.
I was using that for a while, but I kept getting my hair like stuck.
Really?
Yeah, pieces of hair in it.
Maybe you just need to use a little bit less.
Yeah, that's true. I was probably going over with the highlight.
You literally like just me. Like put the tiniest like
it gives that
drop.
Like really wet it's look like without wet, being dewy. Glittery, mm. Which is such an issue with highlighters.
Yeah.
So yeah, I agree that it's
and it's not sticky.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not sticky. It's just my hair. Well, obviously there's too much in
but there. But I guess like I never wear my hair down.
Yeah, true.
And it's like never on my face.
Yeah, that's a good point. When your hair's back, it's a great product.
Sleek pony.
All right, well, let's finish on this week's Thought of the Week, which comes from Margaret Atwood from The Handmaid's Tale. Live in the present, make the most of it. It's all you've got. Well, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I'll be back next Tuesday with my final episode for season 2. But in the meantime, please remember to try something new this month. Watch a new show and protect the skin you're in. Follow me on Instagram @CourtneyMangan and @SheWasTheFire. Subscribe and share. Bye.